I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
Time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Issa. In the headlines, biometric voter registration starts nationwide today. Government rescinds decision to boycott multimedia platforms. Junior doctors of Komfanochi Teaching Hospital schedule another meeting tomorrow to decide on strike. Nima Police Station adjudged best in Africa. Ghana condemns coup in Mali. U.S. aid to Palestinians released. And Egyptian football club suspended over deadly clashes. The news in detail. Today, citizens 18 years and above and of sound mind will begin the journey towards this year's general election. The biometric voter registration, which is the passport that will allow the electorate to vote in the general election, will begin. The nationwide exercise will start at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Principal Public Relations Officer at the Electoral Commission, Silviano, said materials have been dispatched to the 7,000 centers the exercise will cover.
In terms of logistics, in terms of training, I think we are ready for tomorrow's registration.
Has all registration materials reached all the centers?
Almost. The main thing is that tomorrow we are starting with the registration, and then we're supposed to register at 7,000 centers across the country. It is not limited to a particular region. It is the whole country. Therefore, we need to identify and know where we are supposed to register. And we must note that where you register is where you go. So, we need to be sure. We have to tolerate. We have to wait for our turn. For instance, if you are at polling station C, you don't register at polling station A because the team is there. You need to wait for your turn so that we don't complicate matters. We need to know our house numbers. We need to get some forms ID identification like it. So we are aware, the letter of mission is ready, and then hopefully, God willing, start with the registration.
What time is it starting?
It's supposed to start at 6 p.m. Yeah.
Some people have expressed concern that publicity is poor, has been very poor. They don't even know where they are supposed to register.
It depends on where they are coming from. But we have over 6,000 educators on the field. For each electoral area, we have an educator. We're doing adverts on radio. We are publishing the movement plans in the print media. We are everywhere virtually.
What provisions have you made for the disabled or the physically challenged, especially the lepers?
The Electoral Commission has quite been working in that direction. We have the registration centres. We have made the registration centres accessible, particularly to the physically challenged. Therefore, we've not placed registration centres or polling stations on top of hills and places that are inaccessible to the physically challenged. So, apart from that, those tools, fingers cannot be captured by the machine, the fingerprint scanner or fingerprint machine. There are other alternative arrangements that have been made for them. So there's no problem. There's no cause for alarm to make sure that you are qualified. If you are not qualified, you are not a Ghanaian citizen of 18 years and above, and of sound mind, you have no business at the center. Unless be tolerant and wait for the officials to do their work, they will start. And definitely at the beginning of every exercise, they might be slow, particularly the data entry claim. But as time goes on, I'm sure they will pick up. And then we would know that, of course, we train them. And then we need to be tolerant.
Now let's talk about students. What plans do you have for them? Are they registering in their schools or they are coming back to their places of residence before registering?
Right now, the main thing is to have the name of qualified students on the register. So that if you, they have registration centers, they're going to mount registration centers at places near their schools or maybe in their schools, they need to make sure that qualified people register to vote. Now, because of the verification issue, which is election related, the Electoral Commission is moving, is taking some, is trying to be cautious, let me use that word, but want of a better word. The Electoral Commission is being cautious because at the end of the day, if they register, then probably they are not in school and they have to vote elsewhere. There are some kind of, there's some kind of complication because of the verification issue. Because the verification machines would be there when we are about to vote. And therefore, you put your hand on it and give you the green light, and then you can vote. Now, if you register, for instance, in a school, and then you are on vacation, and you move the machine, for instance, in a Cape Coast school, you have the machine there. And later on, you move to Accra, for instance, and you want to register there. Your name might not be there. So the Electoral Commission is now working out some kind of modality to make sure that that aspect, you know, is fine-tuned so that everybody can vote automatically. But now, let me say that it is important to register. Let's register now, and when we get to the river, we'll cross.
All right, just hold the line for us. Now, let's also talk to John Lavi, who is the National Coordinator of the Coalition of Domestic Election Observers, Kodel. Good evening, Mr. Lavi.
Good evening.
So what will Kodel be doing tomorrow?
And that was Public Relations Officer of the Electoral Commission, Silviano, talking to Agatha Asama on Behind the News. The major political parties say they will mobilize their supporters to turn out in their numbers to participate in the exercise. The PPP, CPP, MPP and NDC hope the exercise will be successful. First, the Acting General Secretary of the PPP, Kofi Siam Asamoa, who called on party members to adhere to the rules and regulations set out by the EC in order to have a successful exercise. Mr. Siam said people in some remote areas of the country are not aware of the exercise. It therefore beholds the EC and NCCE to go to these areas and educate them.
All that we are telling them is to be able to comply with the instructions of the Electoral Commission, so that they do not become the cause of some misunderstanding and tension at the polling station. We are also calling on our members, and we have told everybody, irrespective of any previous registration that they might have taken, those cards will not be valid as far as 2012 elections are concerned, and that if they are going to be able to vote for the PPP, then they must fully appreciate the importance of tomorrow's exercise. So we are ready. Our agents will be there. We'll make sure that all the requirements that has been advertised by the Electoral Commission are complied with, and that we are going to cooperate fully with the Electoral Commission to make sure that this exercise is successful.
The Director of Elections for the NPP, Dr. Matthew Poku-Prempe, says the party is geared for the registration. He said though the party is not satisfied with publicity, it is not too late for the EC to go to the clusters to do intensive education simultaneously.
And I know that NPP is all geared for tomorrow's exercise. And we hope that they've done enough. And obviously they haven't. I'm not sure it's an issue of resources, but I'm sure it's an issue of timing.
So what do you suggest they do?
I'm not sure it's an issue with resources, because I've been in Parliament and EC has been given as much as is requested. But it's a whole lot of things that are happening. One, this voter education on this particular biometric exercise has not gone down well. Because for biometric exercise, if you're not registering all polling stations at the same time, then you need to do what we call situational voter education, in the sense that when you go to Benicia, you know what is on the ground and you educate the voters. When you go to Alajo, you do that, because you cannot do a one-set publicity apart from saying they are opening voters, register everywhere. And that is what has not been done well. So when you go to most places, people don't know where they are going to register, and that is worrying.
Director of Elections of NPP, Dr. Matthew Poku-Prempe. A member of the communication team of the NDC, Felix Ofosu-Kwarte, says the party has put in measures to prepare their observers for the biometric voters registration.
So we have been very well prepared for the exercise, because we as a party are acutely aware of the importance of such an exercise. And we are even more excited about the fact that this exercise will provide the basis for the compilation of a credible voters register, which in essence will enhance the credibility, transparency and fairness of the 2012 elections. To that extent, we have been putting in place measures to adequately prepare our observers, train those who will be representing us at the various registration stations, and also educate our supporters and Ghanaians in general about the importance of engaging in this exercise. Because we are of the opinion that elections are won during the registration period and not necessarily on election day.
Director of Communications of the CPP, Ni Ama Kumfra, talking to Agatha Samoa. Still on the biometric registration, lepers and persons whose fingers have been amputated will not be left out in the biometric voters registration, which commences today. This is because registration officers at the various centres have been designated to take the finger scan on behalf of such disabled persons alongside their personal data. The Lejokoku Kruwa Municipal Electoral Officer, Emmanuel Adai, said this in a dialogue with assembly members, traditional leaders and community-based organisations at Teshi. It was on the theme, enhancing the credibility of the 2012 Ghana elections. Edith Atiaka has the rest of the story.
Mr. Adai said confirmation documents will be attached to the particulars of those disabled persons for easy verification on the voting day. He explained that though eligible voters are required to present two guarantors in the absence of a birth certificate, passport or the old voter ID card, the guarantors must be able to attest that the individual is a Ghanaian. Mr. Adai mentioned that on the voting day, either physical or electronic verification will be done with the aid of a hard copy register or the electronic register. He said devices have been acquired to verify individual fingerprints and indicate whether the information in the database is exactly what the person claims to be. He explained that after the process, if the device rejects the individual, it implies that the person is not on the register. However, if the system accepts, then the individual can continue with the voting process. Mr. Adai cautioned that the voter ID card is primarily for voting, therefore individuals should register and live up to their civic responsibilities. He added that using the card for bank and other business transactions is a complimentary benefit for registering. He also asked the political parties to deploy their representatives to their various registration centers and appeal to assembly members and opinion leaders to help educate the electorate on the exercise.
Edith Achiaka's report. The deputy chairman of the Electoral Commission in charge of operations, Kwejosafo Kantanka, says though the commission has received materials for the biometric registration, it cannot differentiate aliens from citizens as the public expects. He explained that the kits are only tools in the election administration and do not supplant human factor in those machines. He therefore called on the public not to hesitate to lodge a complaint to the appropriate quarters if they suspect an alien is going through the exercise. Mr. Safo Kantanka made the point at a regional dialogue on the biometric voters registration in Kofodria. It was attended by media practitioners and civil society in the municipality. The biometric registration, he said, will be used to identify and prevent multiple registration. Mr. Safo Kantanka explained that the machines can easily detect those who have already registered and want to repeat it during the exercise. To establish one's citizenship, he said documents such as the driving license, passport, national health insurance card, or national identification cards are to be produced at the centers before registration. Government has rescinded its decision to boycott multimedia platforms and asked its officials to make themselves available on those platforms. This was after government and officials of Multimedia Broadcasting Group Limited, MGL, concluded a meeting called at the instance of the Ghana Journalists Association, GJA, and the Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association, GIBA, on the recent decision of government to boycott the multimedia platform. A statement jointly signed by Mr. Ransford Tete, President of GJA, and Chief P.A. Crystal Jirako, President of GIBA, confirmed the decision. Government side reiterated its commitment to expanding the frontiers of media freedom. MGL also listened to the concerns of government and GIBA, and GJA expect that the media and government will continue to dialogue. Present at the meeting, which lasted over 3 hours, were the Minister of Information, Fritz Bafo, and his two deputies, Samuel Okudjetua Blakwa and James Ejinim Boateng, Deputy Chief of Staff, Valerie Sawyer, President of GJA, Ransford Tete, and General Secretary, Bright Blue, President of GIBA, Chief Crystal Jirako, his Vice, Akwesi Ajumai, and Executive Council Member of GIBA, Charles Van Dyke. MGL was represented by its Chief Executive Officer, Kwesi Chum, Klaus von Bakkestein, Chief Operating Officer of ASEMPA and Adom FM, Mary Anna Kolache, Managing Editor of Multi TV, and Elvis Kwashi, Managing Editor of Joy FM. Government, in a statement on its decision among other things, said for more than 3 years it has been at the receiving end of unfair and biased conduct from multimedia. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Biometric voter registration starts nationwide today. Government rescinds decision to boycott multimedia platforms. Junior doctors of Konfanochi Teaching Hospital schedule another meeting tomorrow to decide on strike. Nima Police Station adjudged best in Africa. Ghana condemns coup in Mali. U.S. aid to Palestinians released. And Egyptian football club suspended over deadly clashes. The striking junior doctors at Konfanochi Teaching Hospital have scheduled another meeting for tomorrow, Sunday, to decide whether or not to call off their strike. According to their president, Dr. Chumesi Ba, the doctors decided to have another meeting to take a firm decision. Ghana is celebrating this year's Tuberculosis Day with a call on society to exercise good coughing etiquette. This is expected to reverse the alarming rate of childhood tuberculosis. Speaking on behalf of the Vice President at the launch of this year's TB Day in Accra, the Deputy Minister of Women and Children's Affairs, Hajia Hawa Uboya Gariba, said the fight against TB will be incomplete without a specialized facility that will admit and treat patients. The unavailability of emergency equipment and preparedness of health workers to handle emergency cases have been identified as challenges to health delivery. The medical director of the Ridge Regional Hospital, Dr. Binga Pori, said this when he received emergency preparedness equipment from the Ridge Church in Accra. He said the equipment will help save lives. The Nima Police Station in Accra has been adjudged the overall best out of more than 300 police stations in Africa in terms of quality service delivery. The station received a plaque and a certificate, as well as a free ticket for the station commander to travel to New York. The Inspector General of Police, Paul Tariakwe, noted that the 5-year strategic national policing plan aimed at raising the police service to a world-class standard is being realized. This was at the 2011 edition of the ITIS annual Police Station Visitors Week in Accra, a report by Mary Atuli.
The Police Station Visitors Week is an annual event which started in 2006 by Altus Alliance to encourage members of the community to visit their local police station and interact with officials. The IGP Paul Tariakwe mentioned that the police administration viewed the exercise as a means of strengthening community policing concept. He said the award serves as a wake-up call to commanders not to only respect the rights of detainees but to keep cells clean to meet acceptable standards. The Divisional Police Commander of Nima Police Station, ASP Simoti Yosa Bunga, mentioned that the great achievement by the station is not by the police officers alone, but by the whole community of Nima, especially the Community Watchdog Committee. He said the award would serve as a big challenge for them to work harder to maintain, if not improve upon what they have today.
This award is not for Nima Police Station. It is for the community because it is the way we partner, the way the community cooperates, that is why we are able to reach where we are now. The market queens, the assembly members, the imams, the pastors, the Kayaye people that we see, everybody has played a part. Well, police can never work if there's no cooperation. So if we have achieved something, then it means that there is that cooperation that we have with the community. This award should rather push us more to be more cooperative, to be more active in our partnership so that in the end we will maintain our standard.
The board chairman of Altus Global Alliance, Innocent Chukuma, who presented the award to the IGP, explained that the award is based on quantitative scores provided by the visitors who are independent of Altus based on their observation, interaction and perception of the police stations they visited. Two police stations in Nigeria emerged the second and third in Africa. As part of the package for the award, the district commander of Nima will be traveling to New York to participate in the Altus Global Alliance Award. It will be recalled that last year Nima Police Station was awarded for being the fourth best police station in West Africa.
Mary Atule reporting. Michael Kofi Bansah has been inducted as the Director General of the Ghana Prison Service. At the ceremony in Accra, he said he will focus more on enhancing professionalism of staff and inmate welfare, as well as decongesting the prisons. Mr. Bansah called for the support of personnel and stakeholders to enable the prison service to discharge its duty as the custodian and reform of social deviance. Cynthia Boateng has more.
The newly inducted Director General Michael Kofi Bansah said his vision for the service will revolve around five major areas. He is hopeful that with discipline and commitment, the prison service will render enhanced services to the nation.
Undoubtedly, among this, the appointment comes along with enormous challenge. A challenge to move the service forward to yet a higher pedestal than against 5 feet. Since assuming the mantle of leadership, my vision has revolved around enhancing professionalism of staff and inmate welfare, corporate image of the service, decongestion of overcrowded prisons, and reviving income generating activities in the service.
Mr. Bansah appealed to NGOs, corporate bodies and philanthropists to support government efforts in the provision of facilities for the rehabilitation of inmates.
This vision will remain a mirage without the collaborative support of all staff and other key stakeholders. May I call on NGOs, corporate bodies, public-related individuals and philanthropists to support the provision of facilities for the rehabilitation of our inmates so that they can be useful to themselves and the victims upon impact, and the general public to gracefully accept the health conflict back into our fold.
Mr. Bansah also noted that the prison service is mindful of the upcoming general elections and the vital role it will play in contributing to the peace in the country. He assured Ghanaians that the service is poised to support other security services to ensure peace and tranquility in the country.
Cynthia Boateng filed that report. 140 officers of the Air Force from 5 African countries have benefited from a 2-week African partnership flight program in Accra. The participants were from Ghana, Togo, Benin, Nigeria, and Senegal. At the closing ceremony, the Chief of Air Staff of the Ghana Air Force, Air Vice Marshal Michael Samson-Oje, emphasized the need for training, saying it is important to educate men of the force to meet the changing trend of the Air Force and the aviation industry. Educational materials and sanitation facilities worth nearly 60,000 Ghana cedis have been given to support the Tamale Senior High School. The items, which included books, sports kits, laboratory shelves and street lights, were donated by MTN Foundation. The items were presented when the organization commissioned a 12-seater sanitary facility for the school. Here is a news desk report.
MTN Ghana says it recognizes the important role education plays in the development of individuals, communities and nations. It shapes attitudes and helps people realize their talent. It is therefore important that the nation creates an enabling environment that will help the youth develop their mental and physical abilities for the development of the country. A board member of MTN Foundation, Nabila Williams, reiterated the foundation's commitment to enrich the lives of Ghanaians with improved educational facilities and materials. Mrs. Williams assured the people of Tamale of quality service delivery and pledged their commitment to ensure that network challenges in the region are mitigated. The president of the Tamale Senior High School All Students Association and the school's immediate past board chairman commended MTN for coming to their aid. MTN Ghana Foundation has so far invested about 904,000 cedis to support such projects in the north. Some of these projects include the construction of classroom blocks and the provision of teaching and learning material.
That was the news desk report. Ghana has condemned the unwarranted military seizure of power in Mali. She has therefore joined ECOWAS and AU in demanding that the military junta, the National Committee for the Rectification of Democracy and Restoration of the State, and its leader, Captain Amadou Aya Sanogo, take immediate steps to relinquish power and return Mali to legality and constitutional rule. A statement issued in Accra by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration also called on the junta to respect human rights and ensure the security of President Amadou Toumani Touré, members of his government and family, as well as the entire population, including foreign nationals. It said Ghana is closely monitoring the evolving political and security situation in Mali and stands ready and willing to concert efforts with other members of ECOWAS and AU, as well as the wider international community, in finding a resolute solution to the unwelcome development in the interest of democracy, peace and security. Meanwhile, the Carter Center has condemned the seizure of power in Mali by elements of the military and has therefore called for the immediate and peaceful return to constitutional order. A statement issued by the Carter Center said the rebellion in the north should not be allowed to destabilize the country further and that the path forward remains a negotiated settlement, ceasefire, and the disarmament of rebels. U.S. lawmakers have released 88.6 million dollars in development aid, which has been frozen for more than 6 months, to the Palestinians. The move comes after two senior Republicans from the House of Representatives dropped their opposition to freeing the funds. One of them, Ileana Ros-Lehtinen, said the money must not go to the Gaza Strip, which is run by Hamas. The Egyptian Football Association has suspended one of the country's leading teams over match violence that left at least 74 people dead in February. Port Said club Al Masri was banned from competitions until the end of 2013 over the clashes at its stadium during a game with Cairo's team Al Ahly. Reports say the ban triggered clashes between Al Masri fans and soldiers. So in the news, the main points again. Citizens 18 years and above and of sound mind will today begin the journey towards this year's general elections. The biometric voter registration, which is a passport that will allow the electorate to vote in the general election, will begin. And U.S. lawmakers have released $88.6 million in development aid, which has been frozen for more than 6 months, to the Palestinians. The news was presented by Samuel Essa in Accra.